Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, so before us lot drag this podcast down to the fucking pessimistic bastard brigade, Nick has to go home, so he's getting off the tram. So come on, Nick, you can start the podcast off with him. No, right, I'll just say a couple of things. I was on the tram to Old Trafford, and there was a French couple, and they kept pressing by mistake the alarm on the tram, and I thought, what a beautiful language French is. So I thought, I will never have the opportunity in life to make love to someone speaking French to me, which must be very romantic. Could be anyone. And then I thought, could be Eric. And then I thought,
could be Martial.
I thought, that couple have no idea what just went through my head in 30 seconds as they were pressing the alarm. So anyway, Nick, so I enjoyed the game, isolation. We got a bit of entertainment. The defence shit scares me, but we needed that, didn't we?
It's worrying, but at the same time, it's, you just got to win, haven't you? You just got to get over the line and make sure that you can. I said to you during the game, didn't I, that if you have to score 3 goals to win a game every week, we're not going to win many games. And you know, it doesn't matter who's in charge, we still seem to be conceding loads of goals. I thought it was nice to see Tellez and Dalot get 90 minutes today, and I thought they actually both did all right. Some positives there. I said to you, Ronaldo looked like he was up for it and he scored a goal. There were some positives in there, just, you know.
I wanted Ronaldo to get his first United hat-trick. I was desperate for that. No, desperate. But like we said, with Fred, you get the better and worse with Fred. That is Fred in a nutshell. But in the end, he's helped set up a goal. He's made a fucking interception, so
that block at the end was great as well. You know, there were some and good bits in his game, but if you just don't ask him to pass, he's actually not that bad, but he just can't pass, can he? It's like Lindelof can't head him, he's a centre-half, and he can't do that either, so I know, yeah.
And we've still not seen the first goal, so we don't know what the fuck was happening there. We were a bit baffled at the time, so we're none the wiser. And we've also just been told by Reader, who didn't look like he was on a wind-up, and we now know he wasn't, that Carrick's left. So I'm a bit surprised about that, because we've got a lot wrong in the gossip this month. Sorry about that, people. But Carrick is well-regarded, and they wanted him to stay. So he's obviously either got something lined up, or he said it's a clean slate.
But I don't blame him in a way for going. You know, he's had his moment, and he's taken his chance and done it, hasn't he? And hopefully he's put himself out there for another job or something. I just think that, like I said to you before, that I think that if he goes, I don't really understand why McKenna and Phelan stay. You know, it just looked a bit,
put the cones out, sorry, that's
but McKenna came and put the cones out, didn't he, again, so they could come out and do a warm up. But I don't really see the need of them two sort of staying on. If he goes, he looks like he's one of the main men, and you know, it looks a bit all over the show. You could see it tonight with Fletcher coming up, couldn't you?
I don't feel comfortable with a technical director being on the bench. I get why he's done it himself. It's like, I need to G the team up, I need to help. But you need to be a distinction. You're supposed to be seniority. So he should be now saying, if I'm part of a way to change the club, you know, technical director means something. You go up a level. You certainly don't stay on the bench with earphones. But maybe my mindset is so fucking miserable, I'm just seeing negatives and anything. But I've not liked that at all. I've not liked Fletcher on the bench like that. I think make a distinction now. Your seniority, and we don't know who the other bald-headed bloke on the bench is. He's like,
we're still not figuring him out, have we? It could be anyone.
We should
at this
know
rate.
This is very amateurish.
It's just a random pitch.
You said you had positives. Come on, mate.
Well, we won, and it's a team of
Carrick
above
is
us
an
in
unbeaten
the league.
Manager, as Nathan just said.
So you know, he's done well in his 3 games. You know, even if Fergie and his prime had got those 3 results, we would be sat here buzzing, wouldn't he? He's beaten Arsenal at home, gone to Stamford Bridge, which we never seem to do big, well there, and get a big point at the top of the league in a form.
Fuck Ralphie off, give it him full time. Carrick's at the wheel
on the march with Carrick's arm.
He'll be back one day.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be there to come in and fill another interim again when we need no one there for 3 matches. I'm excited to see Ralph in the dugout really on Sunday and see what he can do. I still think the jury's massively out there, but I think that we go into that and we try and enjoy it. And you know, you look at what Chelsea have done when they won their 2 Champions Leagues, they changed the manager in mid-season. And if you want a positive, we're changing the manager mid-season as well, so why can't we go on and do the same thing?
Well, cling on to your scabby Champions League, and it is right.
Scabby?
But I just my mindset hasn't felt right about United. I'm still seething about Watford.
They didn't feel
I'm
right
still...
about Chelsea, though, did they? When Di Matteo came in to save them, and you know.
And now, right, Carrick did what Ollie's done. Why aren't they putting Sancho on the right wing, especially after he's done two good games here?
Just thought it was bizarre, really. We can clearly see his best football's on the right. We can clearly see that Rashford's best football's on the left wing, and they were playing opposite flanks. I think the thing is, though, with Carrick going, there's no real reason to read into that too much tonight. I think if he was staying and he was going to do another game or something, or he was taking over, then it'd probably be a bit of a worry, but I don't think we need to read into it. But hopefully we can see Sancho on the right, because he's far better out there, even though he did look gassed at the end, didn't he?
He could come in, he could have revolutionary ideas. I'm a bit excited. I do think I think the defence is a major worry. Conceded another two goals, so I'm scarred. I'm like an animal that is wounded. Seriously, I feel sorry for it. Ollie, still, he had to go. I just feel wounded animals, so I'm very wary. But maybe we need a bit of revolution. We certainly need it in the fucking seniority. Fuck off, Woodford. Fuck off, Woodward. You know, so we need this. We need someone to come in and go, this has been shit.
Yeah, but I think the thing is, though, United remind me of the Labour Party, you know. You know, you see what the Labour Party do, and they go so far one way in Corbyn, for example, and they think, do you know what, we don't want to do this anymore, let's go and pick someone the complete opposite end of the spectrum, and we'll pick Keir Starmer. And you see us, it's like, well, we tried the arm around this approach because it didn't work, because we tried Mourinho, and it's like, well, maybe we should try the firing up again approach. It just doesn't really seem like there's any method to it where you pick someone that's in the middle and can be balanced.
But there isn't, because of the structure of our club, so someone needs to come along and fucking smash it up.
Yeah, you know, and you can see by the fact that we're not winning anything and Labour are unelectable at the moment, you know, and there's a big parallel in between that. It's because there's no fucking plan. It's embarrassing.
Maguire was trying today and took the initiative a few times. We did laugh when Ronaldo was telling Maguire, for fuck's sake, what to do. But Maguire responded to the criticism and put in a shift.
It was okay today. But they worried me. Bothered, didn't he? He was dragging the ball forward.
We're going back to De Gea being our player of the season again, which isn't going to be but hang on, you know, like, if we'd have lost today, Arsenal would have been 8 points clear of us. And we've taken the piss out of their start to the season on this as well. So you've got to cut that out. They're not good. They showed today, you know, they've got individual moments like us. So you have to start beating. And we can now go and look at December and say, right, these fixtures, start planning, start fucking thinking. So there is a bit of hope. I feel a lot better than I did at fucking 8:14, and 8:15 is a shit kickoff time as well. It stops us having a drink together, doesn't it?
It's crap on my nose about that, yeah. It's a rubbish kickoff time, isn't it? But we'll see for Sunday, won't we? But I mean, you get the win. What more can you ask for? I don't really know what you can. I thought
Ronaldo
we did out there. Well, yeah.
French couple to put the keys on the table. Oh. No, sorry. I have a thing that no man over 50 should talk about rude things in public, because it's just not right. You know, like 20s and 30s can get away with it. 40s, it's like, come on, man, you're starting to enter the fucking, this is wrong, and 50-year-olds. So that'll be my last ever.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
I do have a hate of the week, though.
Go on.
I do think that the soup has got louder inside Old Trafford. It was never that loud before. The two tonight were the loudest ones I've ever heard. And the fact that there's a continuation of children that proceeded to do it up and down Sir Matt Busby Way while we were selling afterwards, which was also fantastic.
That's the future.
Well.
It's good to see. I had a hate of the week, and it's really done my head in.
Is it not being invited in by the French couple?
No, it's fucking someone. He's really annoyed me, or they've really annoyed me. Go on, carry on. I'll think of it. It's been winding me up.
It's been that
much on my mind that I've been fucking irritating. It's not Jermaine Genius on the One Show, but he annoys me. The One Show itself annoys me.
Jermaine Genius itself annoys me as well. The combination
between who else? Go on.
Ben Shepherd annoys me as well. He's everywhere. Why is he everywhere, Ben Shepherd?
Dan, what's his name? Walker. Don't like him.
Well, he's always everywhere as well.
We're always.
St. Peter's Square.
Nathan, anything to add? We're going to carry this on, but...
I thought it was a decent game. I thought it was entertaining, wasn't it? I think, like you say, we're still conceding goals stupidly. I know, I think it was, you know, comedy of errors for that first one, but, you know, it was a fair goal, to be fair. And then... yeah, we just need to shore up that back. But I think overall, the frustrating thing is the players look like they give a shit again. And I know that, you know what I mean? It's just so frustrating when they've obviously, when when you can tell that they're just down in tools and stuff, and it's like, yeah, we know that it was the what it needed to, the change needed to happen, but it's just frustrating, isn't it? Like, Ole must be feeling, it must be so shit, like, sat watching that, thinking, why couldn't you do this for us?
But I did think for portions, especially it what felt like an Ole performance, like they don't really know, and then you're relying on a couple of good goals. Don't get me wrong, it was exciting, and you can't a 3-2 win.
Oh yeah, and coming from behind as well, you know, and then, you know, they equalised and then score again. It's, you know, it showed good attitude,
good character, as Brendan Rodgers would say.
So
at least we won't have yet Brendan Rodgers portraits all over our houses, as he gives, that's his gift, you know, like they leave gifts at the odd game on our seats to take home with us. If Rodgers got the job, it'd be Brendan Rodgers photos of himself, just plus everyone gets to take one home for Christmas.
We'd have a plot.
Look at me,
one of them that you pick it up on the way in, like, come in with a mum.
Exactly, he'll like one of these
things, real painting of himself looking at them.
What Rodgers come out with?
It's from Ted Lasso, isn't it? But he's got Believer written on the wall. That's what I imagine.
No, but that's David Moyes. Jesus. I don't know. My mindset with United, I don't want to feel like this. I want to be the dull fucker who goes, we're going to win 5-0 every time. And then today, I didn't think
we were going to win, though.
Did you? I didn't.
But that's the thing. I thought, as soon as I saw the team sheet the other day, I thought we were going to beat Chelsea. Like, I don't know. I just think we've got good players.
Yeah.
You know, and it, you know,
Fernandes needed that goal, that was good reset.
He enjoyed it.
And he's played well with it. He hasn't had a good fucking 6 weeks either. Amongst many.
But yeah.
No, I don't know.
If you can't be happy after this, man, it's fucking
no. I don't know, just my mind. I feel a bit.
You're flattering.
I don't know, like Watford, and I'm seeing, it's not right, it's not the way I usually am.
Like I say, it's just frustrating
atonement,
seeing,
I need a lot more.
Just frustrating seeing them giving a shit all of a sudden again, isn't it?
And in the way I've said, no, we're not to pinball, and then that's all we've done. I don't want to start going with 1-3-2, I'm so fucking giddy, I'm so over the moon. Oh, like, come on Palace, come on, we'll win the next six. I just think a note of caution, you know, this is United, this, let them prove us wrong. Go on. Imagine how drunk we'll be on podcast. Fuck, we'll never get home. We'll never get home.
I'll be sleeping in the Winter Palace.
Yeah, we're here now.
Right, pause that. Any final words? Nick?
The glory, glory, Man United.
Oh, that's a good
roll
one
on Sunday. Can we get another win?
Right, the sound is terrible, but you know that with us, and we're in a bar playing music. I've just went to the pisser, and the DJ came in quickly, and I was going to say, I really like this music, and then I double-checked thinking, if he sees this old bald man going, I like this music, he's going to change the playlist. I fucking love Footloose. Right, so many things to cover. Paul's joined us, Nathan. I will say, we just said, like, Ronnie, I know there's a debate to be had, but let's not fucking go there again. But the worth it of it, to have that where he's come, and he knows it's still a shit team, but to be demanding more, to actually want more, to want more goals, I love him. I know you get so many issues with him, but I love him. Now, I will say quickly, before I join Paul and Nate, sorry about the background. Look, tonight we had terrible sales, like probably in the top five ever worst opening days, and I don't want to sound like fucking begging, but it's hard doing a fanzine. Imagine doing it in this era. But for everyone who says, you know, I hate the new age, I support the old, like the fanzines, we need to see that support, because we have the April sub thing, but we are literally every month fighting to keep the mag going, and we haven't sold since September. And I know it's cold, I know it's midweek, I know there's a lot of regulars not there, but we've had a fucking nightmare. So if you appreciate the podcast don't exist without the fanzine, please, on Sunday or by mail order, support the mag. We could even be going, don't go to work, go to work, go to work, lockdown.
So I hate it. I would think nothing more than ever, never plodding the mag. But it's so easy, but it's never been easy for Red News. And I know we're quirky. That's why you either like us or you don't like us. That's over. And most importantly of all, please support the charity Just Giving, Barney Red News for Manchester Mind. Nathan and Matlock are going to run it early on Saturday, aren't you, you nutters? They'll be bugging the pictures throughout the day, so please do it. Right, now, let's talk football. Now, I've seen the goal.
As the volume goes up.
Yeah, I've seen the goal. I think it should have been disallowed. You both think. I mean, it is Fred again. He is like, Fred is like...
What is Fred?
And if Fred passes to his colleague, does anyone notice in a tree or field? But what I would say is, Fred is, what is Forrest Gump, Lieutenant Bang? He's the one who carries them out of the fucking being shot at. But half of them get shot dead in the process of him carrying them out. Right, so, but I think it should have been disallowed. I don't think that's fair. You can't have the fucking goalie down. That is just ridiculous.
No, because he wasn't fouling anything, so there's nothing wrong with it in my world. I don't see anything wrong with the goal at all.
Right, now, what did you... You've said it a few times in the past, but we talked about... Now Carrick's gone, there's only Phelan and McKenna and Ferguson. What did you say about Samat?
When Fergie retired, I said it'd be like post-Busby revisited, and it is to a degree, and until Fergie goes and clears the decks...
You mean doesn't have an influence?
Doesn't have an influence. He has to go... Because whoever's there, has this cloud over them.
Yeah, but isn't the other alternative argument that Fergie is the football side trying to bang heads going, without the likes of Fergie, this club is totally lost. And I get it, you know.
Well, I just wonder, like, go back to Fergie, Samat, Wilf McGuinness used to say, I could smell the boss's pipe in the corridor, the boss was in. And I think Ollie probably possibly had the same mindset. Saw Fergie, the boss is in. I just think, whatever the club, we're talking about us, who's been there before has got to ship out and have a fresh slate.
There's a few people saying, we're always talking about the past. And that is a worry, because that's what happened to Liverpool. Not that give a fuck, you know, but you do not want to be a club constantly looking back. We have to look forward.
No, we've got to look forward. And then, moving forward to tonight, I felt it was a much-needed win. And I actually thought the work rate, I think because the players, from what we hear, what's to come about his work rate and that, the players actually, I thought, tried a bit harder tonight. There was a bit more...
But that's... I'm not being, like, moody on the tram, but that pisses me off, you know, like...
Oh, I know, yeah.
They shouldn't be a fucking tap.
No, it's the same as the first game under Carrick, where they said, oh, that's for Ollie. Well, should have done it for Ollie when Ollie was there then. I mean, it's just a nonsense.
But I did think we would... We gave a lot of heart and effort again today, but we were tactically shook. And I do look forward, as long as it's not fucking boring. Please, Ralphie, don't be boring. But to someone who goes in and fucking tells them what to do. Nathan, hello.
Hello, again. Okay.
Nathan, my nose is nice.
I'm not going to be one of them that pretends to know what Ralph has done or like who he is or how he is. But I'm excited, like we've said in the group over the last few days or whatever, haven't we, that like are we being sold down the river again? Do we dare to dream that they're actually thinking of the plan? You know, like, but you know, in a few months' time we'll probably be thinking the bloody done is over again. But right now, like, on paper, it sounds like there is some sort of beginning of a plan.
But do you get why I feel, where I'm usually optimistic you are less, you're wary. Yeah. I am really wary. And I want to, but I don't want to be kidded again. And I don't want to, but shouldn't a football fan be fucking kidded? But I'm just not in that suit at the moment. Yeah.
No, I know. I think, like we said before, the change needed to happen, and I think it's a sensible. Whoever they, I think it's good that they've obviously got someone that they really want to be proper manager, and they're willing to wait. And obviously, with Carrick now going, they know that they don't want to just carry it on. Like, there's no risk of that happening again.
I've got a question for you,
but I think,
how do you know if he loves me? But I get that. But I did think during the game, where it's the 14th game of the season, and why I was so happy we won, I don't want the season to be over in fucking December the 2nd. I don't want to have that feeling like we're just wasting the next five. Oh, good song.
No, but we're up to 7th, and
no, what we do?
I don't know. I think, like we keep saying, why can't we just go and scab a Champions League? We can question Ronaldo's bigger game, but there's nothing more he would love than to try and win that again for us. And
I would not want nothing.
If we've got him on the pitch, you never know.
I want United to win every game, everything. I want them to win. I just feel like and I'm happy, don't get me wrong. I really enjoy it like, as an entertainer. You know, I felt like, but I had a feeling like tonight was in the early days of Fergie. We had 3-alls against Spurs and 3-all again. And I just thought, it felt like it's just an entertaining game against two sides who don't win anything. But fuck me, in 2 weeks' time,
There was times tonight where it was like, both of these teams aren't the best. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're both sort of on a level where we're a bit questionable in places. But it made it entertaining, didn't it?
Yeah. So, no, you can't hold.
Well, I'm enjoying Human League.
Fuck it. We're just getting pissed on a Thursday night.
My issue about Ralph is, Ollie came in as a temporary manager, did well, got the job. So what if he does well? Does he then get the job? This is built. It seems to be like
I don't think they know.
Why can't we go out and get who we actually think we want?
We lost Tuchel, we lost out to Klopp, we lost out to Pep. I really hope they are getting the next one. You know, like, that is lined up. Because whatever Ralph does, he's 63. I want them to say... you are 63. Happy birthday.
No, I'm not.
Sorry,
I'm 60, a bit older than that.
64 this week.
66.
Fuck me! When did that happen?
I don't know.
Oh, you know, you look 63, Paul. No, but what I want them to say is, may the, whatever, the end of season, we have announced the next best thing, and suddenly our trajectory changes. But fuck it, we won. Stop moaning. Last words, Nathan, for your run. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
You be drinking a pint right now?
It's in 2 days.
It's a pint.
So me, Nick and Ben on Saturday morning, we're running from, like, I did it as a walk last year, but we're running from Newton Heath, like, where the original ground was, to Old Trafford, via Bank Street. It's about 15k. We're going to do 15k, so if you could sponsor. I think Barney's going to do a bit of a walk and he's going to moan about it.
A bit of a fucking walk. 25k.
Barney's going to get a pint of milk.
25k, 35,000 steps. That for me. Look at me. Right, everyone, I'm sorry. Give me a hug on Sunday. I just need my United mojo back. Glory, glory, Man United. Please support the mag. Please support Manchester Mind. Happy days.